I want everybody to start out this morning by standing up and giving Gloria a standing ovation because for that, okay? Thank you and good morning. How many of you are really glad to be here today? See? I told everybody if they didn't tell him I was speaking that we have a good crowd today. So thank you for coming out. It's always a pleasure to be in McLeod Church every Sunday. And thank you all for being a part of our church family. I always like to start out with a funny story I've heard sometime in the near past. There is a story about a young pastor who had just begun his ministry in a new church. He was giving his first sermon. He was very nervous about it. He was so afraid that he was going to forget something. And sure enough, about halfway through the message, his mind went completely blank. He tried to compose himself, and he thought just a moment, and he said, "Oh yes, I remember they taught me in seminary that if I just went back and repeated the last thing I had said, that maybe it would jog my memory." So he looked out at the congregation, and he said, "Behold, I come." Nothing happened. Didn't do anything. So he said, "Maybe if I put a little bit more emphasis into it, that'll work a little better." So he did. He took a step back, brought his hand back, pointed out at the congregation, and said, "Behold, I come." Only problem was he took a step too far, fell off of the stage, and right on a lady's lap in the front pew. Well, naturally, he was so embarrassed. He couldn't apologize to the lady enough, and he said, "Ma'am, I'm just so sorry." And she said, "Son, there's no need for you to apologize. You told me 3 times you was coming. And I should have just got up and moved." It's always good to have a little laughter, because there are a lot of things, you know, that go on in our world to stay in time that we find not much to laugh about. Whenever we read our Bibles, whether it be from the Old or the New Testament, Scriptures has a lot to say about the importance of prayer. Christ Himself prayed constantly and even taught His disciples to pray the Lord's Prayer. So for our scripture reading this morning, they're going to be about prayer, and it's going to be from the congregation. Our first scripture will be from Mike Marchman, and he's going to read Luke chapter 6, verses 12.
"One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God."
Okay, Betty Rayberg is going to read Mark 6, 45 and 46.
"Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side of Bethsaida, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray."
And John DeYoung is going to read Romans 1, 9.
"God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness. How constantly I remember you."
Marilyn is going to read Psalms 86, verses 6 and 7.
"Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me."
And Pat Pittman is going to read Romans chapter 12, verse 12.
"Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer."
Then Larry Mooneyham is going to read Romans 15, verse 30.
"I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me.
Okay, I want to ask you a question now because we're still into what I like to call our congregation participation, because that helps me out a lot, you see, and cuts in on a little bit of time. So my question to you is, how many of you truly believe in the power of prayer? I believe that's unanimous. All right, if you believe in the power of prayer, what are some of the things that we commonly pray for? What are some of those things that, you know, that we, as Christians and as folks who believe in God and believe that prayer is so important to us, what are some of those things that we pray for normally, daily basis?
Family.
Okay.
Parents.
Excuse me?
Health.
Health, okay.
Guidance.
Amen. I'm sorry?
Thankful.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay, good, good.
Peace of mind.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Strength.
Thank you.
Forgiveness.
Oh, yeah, we need to do that a lot, don't we? Thank you. Anybody else? Each other?
Praise.
Okay.
Praise.
Thank you. You see, we all have those things that we pray for. And most of us, I think, are very, very well versed in what we need to pray for. It's not always easy, but we need to establish a good prayer life as Christians. Because prayer is not only important to us, it's so important to God to hear from us. And we all know that prayer is important. It is a part of our Christian faith. And it is through prayer that we find the strength and the comfort to get us through the very troubled times that we often have in our life. It is through prayer that we communicate with God about those things that are dearest to our hearts. And it is through prayer that we communicate with Him about our needs and those things that we feel strongly about. It is also through prayer that we relate to God the concerns we have for our families and for our loved ones, and even for those folks that we don't even know. Prayer is important, and we know that. But lately, it seems that there are so many events that are happening all around us that we sometimes lose focus. This is a troubled world that we live in. And it seems at times that this world that we thought we knew so well is completely out of control. Have you here lately caught yourself asking yourself or someone else, what in the world is this old world coming to? I bet you've asked yourself that a couple of times in the past week or so. These events can't help but concern us, because all we have to do is pick up a newspaper or turn on the television, and we are reminded of the wars, the devastation, the poverty, the crime, the violence, the suffering and heartache that have become too commonplace in this troubled world. There are so many things we know that we need to pray for. But at times, we struggle. We struggle to know what to say, and we struggle to know if we're praying for the right things. Prayer does not come with an instruction book, especially our personal prayers. But it does come from our hearts. So there are times when we may even get a little bit discouraged, or maybe even oftentimes. Because knowing how to pray, when to pray, and what to pray for is sometimes very difficult for us to grasp. But prayer definitely makes a difference in our spiritual life. Prayer can lift our spirits and the spirits of others. And it certainly brings us into a close relationship with God. Prayer is definitely good for the soul. I think that everyone in this congregation could be a witness to the power of prayer. We have a very strong prayer chain within our church, and I know that McLeod Church folks pray for each other. And we've seen prayer work. And we know that God hears and God answers our prayers. So I think that for most of us, we are determined that no matter what happens in this troubled world about us, that we're going to remain diligent in our prayer life. And we're going to place in God's hands those things that we don't have any control over. Sometimes we worry too much about those things that we don't control. We can pray a whole lot better when our mind is at peace with our own personal life also. We not only need to get our hearts right with God when we come to Him in prayer, but if we have things that are standing between us and our communication with God, we need to take the time to put those things aside. We know with a certainty that God hears our prayers. And we also know for a certainty that God answers prayers. He has given to this world the ultimate answer through His Son, Jesus. And I would like for all of us now in conclusion to stand and turn to your scriptures, and let's read together John 3:16. Let's go back to Bible school. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, and bow your heads, please. Lord, we thank You so much that You bring us together on this Sunday morning. We thank You so much, Lord, that You hear our prayers. We thank You, Lord, that You give to us in each and every day far more than what we need and much more than what we deserve. So we pray that You will go with us now as we leave this place, Lord. As we go out into the world, let us be better witnesses, because the world needs a Savior and we need a Savior. Praise You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.